Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. We were talking about the NFL draft and the Kansas City Chiefs. Someone texted in and said, "CDOT, if the Chiefs plan on going wide receiver, why wouldn't they just ask Pat who he wants?" My answer is they tried that at running back, and they got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Now, you know what I would just tell Patrick Mahomes to do? Let us do this part, and you do your job. You know, that's what I would tell him. He shouldn't have input. He should. He's a very important member of the Kansas City Chiefs. You certainly should get his input. I would just tell Pat, you know what? Why don't you let us draft the players? You know, I don't get to make hiring decisions at 6'10". I can offer up my suggestion and my opinion on what I think they should do. But you know what? Why don't you just let us draft the players, Pat? And we'll let you know. We'll keep you in the loop. We want to keep you in the loop. You are an important part, but we let you pick. You gave us Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, I don't know if I can trust you again after that. We gave you exactly what you wanted. What do you want us to do? We can't do anything else. All right, Rob, this is what we'll do today. We will go over kind of the Chiefs and where we are. We'll do the hits, and then we'll end today's show with Royals Price is Right for the day game tomorrow. So we have already done it for today's game. Those submissions are in. We do have a day game tomorrow. The Royals have a 1 o'clock first pitch against the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll do that in about 15 minutes, and then we'll sign off for the day. It's funny because I thought last year you and I were just strongly on opposite sides. I was firmly on the wide receiver side. You were firmly on the defensive line side. And I don't really know if we had a lot of middle ground. I think this year, maybe it's not as confrontational because I'm kind of like, I'm cool with either way they decide. If you were asking me today, what would I like them to do? I want them to draft Tyler Guyton. I think he makes the most sense for what they need. They need a long-term answer and solution at left tackle. And since losing Eric Fisher, at one point they thought they had their answer at left tackle, and they lost it. And then last year they had Donovan Smith, they had Wanya Morris. I mean, I remember there was a time that you guys used to say it doesn't matter who plays wide receiver, that protecting Patrick Mahomes was the number one most important thing you can do. And we use that to justify them giving Juwan Taylor a whole lot of money, making Joe Tooney the third highest paid player on the team. All the hypotheticals I've ever given about trading Creed Humphrey. You guys at one point wouldn't have traded Creed Humphrey for Micah Parsons because protecting Patrick Mahomes was the most important thing that you could potentially do. I'm on you guys' side now. I'm on your side. If I am the Chiefs and I'm sitting at 32, I am willing to move up to 25 in the NFL draft to go get an offensive lineman that can start day one. I mean, from the moment we get up to St. Joe, from the moment we take that exit, you guys know the exit I'm talking about. From the moment we take that exit, we know who our left tackle is. And if that's the case, we feel really good about our offensive line. We have spent a significant resource on a left tackle. We've got maybe the best left guard in the National Football League. Now with the retirement of Jason Kelce, they have maybe the best center in the National Football League. Trey Smith, who's going to make a lot of money in the NFL playing right guard, and Juwan Taylor. You want to talk about investing in protecting Patrick Mahomes? That is a tremendous investment on the quarterback. And this is where you trust your organization, you trust your staff to be able to find one quality wide receiver outside of the first round. They don't need two or three. It'd be great if you got two or three. They don't need two or three. They need one. Whether that's in the second round, third round, wherever it could be, they need one. And that one is in this draft class. The same way that we saw Brett Veach, he called it with Isaiah Pacheco. I give him all the credit in the world for that. He stood before the media and said there is a Pro Bowl caliber running back in the fifth, sixth, and seventh round, and we think we can find him. He said that, and they found him. I think they can do that same thing at wide receiver. So today, I am on the side of them taking a left tackle. Now, I want to be clear. I could be wrong. It's the 32nd overall pick in the draft. I know you guys will make fun of me for being wrong, but I could be wrong. They could take a wide receiver, and I will be happy if they take a wide receiver. The wide receiver I would like for them to take is A.D. Mitchell. I think he fits almost all of the things that they need. I think they're looking for speed. I think they're looking for great route running, great hands. That's who I think A.D. Mitchell is. And if he is there at 32 and he is on the board and Guyton or the offensive lineman that you like is off the board, we don't got to spend a whole lot of time. Run to the podium and take A.D. Mitchell. And your future is Rice and Mitchell, and we'll figure out tight end in a couple of years, or maybe we got to figure it out next year. But if that's the foundation for your wide receiver room, is Hollywood Brown, A.D. Mitchell, and Rashee Rice, you are in a significantly better place than you were last year.
So I think we actually are similar, you know, mindset. I'm not, you know, fire and brimstone disagreeing with you, because I kind of feel like the Chiefs last couple drafts have taught me even when they're wrong, they're right. Like they can do the wrong pick or a player we think that's a miss and they still hoist Lombardis. So it's hard for me to have that same fire and brimstone. But where we differ is I think you need to get that true wide receiver one this year, because everyone is saying this is the best wide receiver draft they've seen in a long, long time. And maybe Rashee Rice is that wide receiver one. But I want more weapons for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think this is the draft to get it. Because Father Time is undefeated. Brady looked great until Brady didn't look good anymore. Michael Jordan was on top of the world until he was a wizard. Everyone gets beat by Father Time. Even Peyton Manning walked out a Super Bowl champion. He was trash his final year in the NFL. I'm not saying it's that dramatic, but Travis Kelce is starting to show the signs of a slippage in battle against Father Time. He failed to get 1,000 yards last year. He had more nagging injuries last year. He missed week one of the NFL season because of an injury he sustained at camp that he just couldn't push through in week one. Those are the things that happen when you play 19, 20 football games a year and you're 34 years old at tight end. Those are the things that happen. So I'm still penciling him in for 1,000 yards this year, but I think the days of locking him in at 1,200, 1,300 and pin are behind him. So let's look at what you need to do around him. You're going to need to find a guy who can take those yards. Yeah, Hollywood Brown can do it this year, but Hollywood Brown ain't doing it in 25 because he's not on the roster in 25. Sky Moore's on the roster in 25, but he's never doing it. Kadarius Toney was their attempt at this. He's never doing it. He's got the dropsies. Rashee Rice could be that guy, but who knows? He might be suspended at some point this year or maybe next year. So it's time to add weaponry to the Kansas City Chiefs because Patrick Mahomes throwing to insurance salesmen and plumbers has won a couple Super Bowls, but let's not test that luck forever and let's give him a real weapon. That's where I'm at. On top of that, and it's a quick point, you're the Say It Out Loud test guy.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time we had the Say It Out Loud test and it did the Team X found their franchise left tackle, their guy of the future at pick 32.
Yeah.
Usually those guys are pick 1 through 15. So receiver, you can find the value of that at
That's
32.
Fair.
You can't really find it the same way at left tackle.
That's 100% fair. I don't disagree with you. I'm with you. That is a fair point. That's what I'm saying. You and I aren't as far apart as we were last year. Last year, we were not on the same page at the during the NFL draft. This year, I would say we're not. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, most of the mocks now have Tyler Guyton going in the mid-20s. Now, I do not claim to be mock draft guy. I am not mock draft guy. I am simply going to point out to you that I wouldn't pay that close attention to mock drafts once you get outside the top five. I just went on last year. This is Daniel Jeremiah, who might be the best draft guy out there, right? You agree, Rob? Daniel Jeremiah might be the best mock draft guy that was out there. Last year on April 26th, he had Will Levis as the fourth overall pick. He had Anthony Richardson as the 20th overall pick just last season. I mean, I could go through other players that, hold on, you were off on this. He had Zay Flowers as a top 10 pick last year. Zay Flowers went in the mid-20s. So I understand the range that Tyler Guyton could be in. I am just saying, just because Matt Miller says that he is the 19th overall pick does not mean that he will be the 19th overall pick. It is still very much possible that he is there at 32, but very, very possible that that is the case. They get some things right, 100%. I don't want to make it seem like they never get things right. They do, but just last year, Daniel Jeremiah in his final mock draft had Jahmyr Gibbs going 30th to Philadelphia. He went 12th to the Lions. That's the drastic difference on where guys go. So I am not putting a whole lot of stock into your mock draft at this point. It is fun. It is cool to click on, but it's kind of like bracketology to me. It's just a guide. It is just a template. That's all it is. It is a template for where you think a guy could potentially go in the NFL draft. And more times than not, you will probably get things wrong. All I really care about in mocks, honestly, is where you think the trade is going to potentially happen. Because I think that's a sign of real sourcing. That's a sign of real sourcing. Like, what are you hearing? But once the draft unfolds, the draft just unfolds. So I personally just don't put a whole lot of stock on this. Someone on the text line says, sorry, CDOT, I'm on Rob's side this time. Give me Worthy. I am not against, if they take Xavier Worthy, I will not be on here on the show Friday saying that they made a bad pick. I am all for it. I can't be as pro wide receiver as I've been the last 2 years and then be anti the other side. So I'm all for them taking a wide receiver. I just, this year, if you're asking me what I would do, I would take an offensive lineman and I would figure out wide receiver later in the draft. That's how I would handle it this year.
I know Tyler Guyton's your guy. Like, you've mentioned that's your tackle.
Yeah, he's fine.
Do you have a receiver where you're like, that's my guy? Like, because for me, my receiver is A.D. Mitchell. I have a tackle guy. If it's like, oh, we're going to go tacky.
I wouldn't trade up for a wide receiver.
I would.
If we are seeing the draft unfold and the Chiefs make a trade from 32 to 22, I want it to be for an offensive lineman and not a wide receiver.
Let's say what happened last year unfolds again this year and a run on wide receiver happens. I think it was like 21 through 26 last year.
So a second run, because we think the first run's going to be Dunze. Yeah, okay.
I'm talking about the run the Chiefs can get involved in. Yeah. They're not getting up to eight. Like a second run happens. Do you want the Chiefs to go get involved in that run or just stand pat and get Tyler Guyton?
Yeah, I would stand pat and get offensive lineman. Then I would say that's actually good for you if that's the case.
I mean,
we played this game a couple of days ago. If there's going to be 8 wide receivers selected in round one, all 8 of them ain't going to be good. We know that. There's a Treylon Burks in this draft class somewhere.
I mean, to be fair, the same can be said about tackle.
100%.
Daniel Jeremiah says people are, you know, blowing up the phones to get tackles. He 100%. Sees, you know, 5 going in round one. There aren't 5 Orlando Pace juniors in this draft.
No.
There's not.
Would you take Orlando Brown, though? I know you misspoke a little bit there, but like, if you're telling me right now that Tyler Guyton could be Orlando Brown, so I would say a player that does not finish out his career in Kansas City, does not finish out his second contract. Right now, with the 32nd overall pick, would you take Orlando Brown Jr., and at the end of his rookie contract, he goes to play somewhere else?
So you're, let's say the Chiefs do what the Ravens did, basically. They took Orlando Brown Jr., and they changed position for him, but they sent him somewhere else. Do you think Ravens fans are happy with the Orlando Brown Jr. era in Baltimore? Because I would say they're probably like, miss. Like, if Tim Barbalace, our friend in Baltimore, plays hit, you know, miss or stalemate with Ravens drafts, and Orlando Brown Jr. went 32 to the Ravens, do you think he says hit? I think he would say stalemate because you traded him before his second contract. He actually traded him before his first contract expired. I would say that's probably a stalemate. I don't think it's a bad pick, but I don't think it's some glorious win if you get 4 years out of a tackle and move on.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it if you got Orlando Brown. I mean, it's just you and I value the second contract very differently. It is funny looking at the text line right now. Some people have Xavier Worthy as the player that they want. Another two texts. I don't want Worthy at 32. He's John Ross 2.0, another person. Is Xavier Worthy's just a faster version of Sky Moore? The ranges are very, very wide on what these guys are going to be. The wide receiver I like is A.D. Mitchell. I thought he was a dynamic college receiver. If you're telling me all things are even, let's say all 3 of them are on the board. Worthy is on the board. Mitchell is on the board. McConkey is on the board. I would take A.D. Mitchell with the 32nd overall pick.
I would, if I were to rank those, I would go.
I'm going to guess that all 3 of them are not on the board. That's just not how the draft works.
I would rank them Mitchell, Worthy, McConkey. Maybe I'm going to sound like an idiot. Am I the only person not seeing it with Ladd McConkey? He's like someone in the text line. Ladd McConkey is the steal of the draft. I watched a lot of Georgia last year. They were putting it to people. I never thought to myself, oh man, Ladd McConkey's a guy.
Yeah.
It's an extreme comparison, but when you watched Washington, you saw they have 3 great wideouts. I never saw Georgia and went, watch out for Ladd. That is not how it went down when I watched Georgia football.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was never super impressed. I mean, it's funny. He had 2 good games last year. One of them was against Missouri. Just couldn't defend him. Just couldn't guard him. He had 7 for 95, just was cooking him in the second half of the game. He also had 6 for 135 against Florida. That was kind of about it last year for McConkey.
Ladd McConkey couldn't slice and dice Samford, but he put it to Missouri.
He was hurt and he didn't even play in those games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he missed all the get your number games. You know those games, the get your number games. Yeah, I mean, last year, all of his games, Florida State, Alabama, Ole Miss, Missouri, Florida, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Auburn. So he played in all the hard games and then missed all the easy ones. Like, that's the game you go get 200 yards. That's the game you go cook.
I mean, to be fair, he still had Vanderbilt on the schedule. No, Vanderbilt should have been free money.
He had 58 yards in that game. He had 58. He wasn't even cooking whenever Bowers got hurt. Bowers didn't play the whole second half, basically.
That's so where he got all 58. They're like, we gotta throw someone.
Yeah, we gotta throw somebody else now. We gotta
make someone's gonna catch happen. The ball.
This kid's leaving next year. That kid might transfer. We gotta throw it to him a little bit more. All right, let's do this. Let's do a couple of hits. Start calling in right now, 913-586-7610. We will play Royals Prices Right before we sign off for the day.
While you're stuck in traffic on your drive home, The Drive gets you caught up on the biggest sports stories in Kansas City and around the country. It's the hits only on The Drive, number one.
Carrington, a surprise, a twist of fate. The top story of the day in the NFL outside the Kansas City Chiefs actually is one we didn't anticipate or prepare for. The Cincinnati Bengals have yet another player who says, Trade me, please, as Trey Hendrickson has requested a trade from the Cincinnati Bengals. He is due $15 million upcoming season. He is an edge rusher, and he is saying, please let me leave. Paul Diener of The Athletic, basically the Nate Taylor of the Bengals, is saying the Bengals have zero interest in dealing him or intend to do so, but not great for the Chiefs' biggest rival that multiple of their stars are saying, we want out.
We are currently going through a transition period in the AFC. Think about the Buffalo Bills and the last 3 months for them with everything they've had going on. Think about the Cincinnati Bengals right now. Their best defensive player is asking for a trade. One of their star offensive players is also asking for a trade. Joe Burrow was bouncing back from injury last season. This is the transition. That's what makes what the Chiefs are doing so impressive. That the AFC, for the most part, has changed around them. Think about when this journey started. I mean, Watson was in Houston. Baker Mayfield was in Cleveland. Just think about over the last 5-6 years of the AFC. Trevor Lawrence was in Clemson. The one consistent has been the Chiefs. I guess you could say the Ravens, but they've also had some years in which Lamar Jackson wasn't healthy. The Chiefs have remained constant in a league that almost no one has been constant over the last 5 years or so. And that really adds to the lore of Kansas City. And I think that's why, at least when we have these conversations, it's hard to be really up in arms about the NFL draft is. I'm sure it'll work out. If Rob is right, I'm right, you're right. I don't know if it matters. It will probably work out for the Kansas City Chiefs because almost everything they have done for the last 5 years works out. Even when it doesn't work, you draft Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the first round. Okay, we'll just draft Isaiah Pacheco, who's even better than him. Hey, you miss on Sky Moore? All right, well, the next year, you'll just go get Rashee Rice, who might be the best young wide receiver in his class. It's just everything they do right now works. It's basically like the Chiefs have just – remember that run Dayton Moore was on for 14 and 15 where just he just couldn't miss? The Chiefs have done that for 6 straight years now that I'm – it'll work. Now, there's anything I know that things will work out for the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, Rob, hit number two. Oh, hit number two is how many people will be at Kauffman Stadium tomorrow? All right, just want to be clear here. This is tomorrow's day game. Not today. This is tomorrow 1:10 first pitch against the Toronto Blue Jays. Rob, before we play, and I know we got to sign off here very quickly, Rob, can you tell me what promotion we have for tomorrow? Is it college night? Is it a bobblehead? What are they doing tomorrow out at the K?
There is no promotion tomorrow out at the K.
Hy-Vee, we gotta be better. Price Chopper, we gotta be better. Tonight there's no promotion. Tomorrow there's no promotion. How are we expecting to get people to go to the games? All right. Kevin, tomorrow we got a first pitch for the Kansas City Royals. You will win a pizza if you win. How many people do you think are going to the game tomorrow?
Yeah, man, I'm thinking about the weather tomorrow, and my gut says zero, but I'm going to go with 8,610.
8,610. Let me put you on hold. Is it supposed to rain tomorrow?
Yeah, there's rain in the forecast.
Oh, man, it's supposed to rain tomorrow. All right, Jeff. How many people do you think are going out to the day game tomorrow? Kids still in school. You got to take off work tomorrow. How many rain in the forecast? How many people you got out at the K tomorrow?
Give me 7,860.
Goodness gracious, 7,860. What is happening here? Josh, we got a day game tomorrow for the Royals. We won't be on until after it's over. How many people do you have out at the day game?
I'm going to say 10,200.
10,200. All right, put you on hold here. All right. Cody, you're the last one here. The Royals could be looking to win 3 out of 4 against the Toronto Blue Jays tomorrow. We don't know yet. How many people do you think are going to tomorrow's Royals game?
I'm going to go 8,611.
Okay, 8,611. Let me put you on hold here. There's only one person that thinks they are going to do more than 10,000 people out at the game tomorrow. All right. What you at, Rob? 8,000 is a little disrespectful. Come on now.
I think the weather and the draft, people aren't going out there. So I'm
Do you think the – oh, wow. You think it's going to be low tomorrow?
8,500.
Come on now. There's more people listening to the show right now than that.
We need more of that tomorrow during the day game.
Come on now. No, stop it. I'm not doing that. I think they're doing better than that. Give me 10:01 tomorrow. They got what? They got 10:04 on Monday? Give me 10:01.
In the rain?
Yeah, give me 10:01.
On a Thursday?
10:01. That's what I'm taking tomorrow.
You're all in, man. I love it.
All in is 10,000? That's all in on the Royals? My bad.
Well, it's a school day. School days are impossible.
No, that's my bad. That's my bad. All right. I don't know what time we'll be on tomorrow after the game. I don't know if they're going to have a game tomorrow. I will be here regardless, but we'll see what time we get on there. I appreciate you guys. Take care. It's the drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.